ran into that lady again. I just felt real.
Did you speak to her again?
No, I didn't say it. And she had to stop me too.
See, it's internally he's creepy.
She had to stop me and hold. While he was first, like, hold, come here, man.
Wait a minute.
Man, I got nervous, man. I was sitting there. I was like, oh, man, she knows. She knows, man.
Put that stop sign up and said, let me let you get a better look at this old haircut, Ron.
Let me swing it on.
Hey, they call you show, don't they?
You're on the radio, right?
You that guy that's on the radio. Heard you talking about our interaction yesterday. Get you a good look at this haircut. I put a little extra product in this morning.
I know it is a lot different because of this one detail, but there's another teacher found out. She said, I went up and said the same exact thing to her. And it looks good. I really like your haircut. She said the same exact thing, but I think it feels different because it's a female teacher.
Another teacher said it?
Yeah,
so one of her coworkers that she obviously knows and probably speaks to?
Yeah, and
is female?
Said the same exact thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's the pickup line, some stories that I've heard, maybe some videos that I've seen on social media. Seems to be a seems to be a spot where you probably ought to try to keep your windows up. I mean, you might get yourself in trouble if you put too many compliments.
Yeah, man, I'm done. No more. I'm out. I'm out. It is weird. I don't know why. As soon as she stopped me and she started walking towards the car, I thought, oh my God. of all the things.
She's waiting on your next compliment.
I mean,
I just think the only way to
smooth
it over.
She has to recognize the car now.
Hey, Fig, the only way to smooth it over is to acknowledge it.
I don't think so.
I'm going to see you every morning. It's going to be uncomfortable. I just hope you don't think I was being creepy.
I don't think you can do that.
No, I think we just let it go. I think Finn, we just sit in it.
24 hours later, he's first in her stop. She stop signs his ass first car. It's going to be uncomfortable.
I think by the time we get to Halloween, we should be in good shape. It'll blow over. I waited out.
Was this week two of school?
Yeah, it is.
I'm telling you, there's been three or four times when I've done something or said something that, like, as I'm saying it, I realize it's a tad bit creepy. I immediately
I'm
not some old creeper. I'm just complimenting your hairs. That's how I would, like, I acknowledge it that way. She knows, I know, and we're good.
I know over time there's some throws you'd like to have back.
Oh, several of them in one game.
I'd like to have that one back. Yeah. I wish if I could go Groundhog's Day, like if I could just let me get another crack at that.
What would you do? Not do it?
No, I wouldn't. I'd just keep riding through. Did you roll the window down?
That's the thing, Fig. It wasn't driver's side, like, window down, just out here.
And you're
it
right.
Was passenger
think,
window.
I think I did go arm behind the passenger seat.
So you had to yell a little bit too.
No question. He had to yell out the passenger window. He had to yell just for somebody to hear him that was standing right outside the door. Hell, she was 20 yards from him.
I was being nice, man. I don't know. So I don't know what took over me to just feel like I had to let her know.
You just got to keep moving forward, man.
Yeah, I do, man.
Yeah. You seen Booker T. Remember back in the day, Booker T. made that comment on there?
Yeah. About Hogan?
Yeah. We coming for you. And he had to cover his face and just. Keep in character.
Walk it through, man.
Yeah, you gotta stay in
That's
character.
At that time,
man.
Booker T was in character, accidentally dropped the N-word in his promo.
Oh, we coming for you.
That's a real ass promo right there.
That's right. Let it ride.
He had to smile. He had to look serious. Just keep going, man. Don't beat yourself up over it.
Hey, man. I feel like Jacob Fatu's gonna do it every time he gets going. All right. No other way to transfer that than by saying Baseball Talk on 95.7 The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Well, the Astros got a dub, and they will go again tonight to see if they can go ahead and take care of this series against the Angels. The Bats still a little asleep, only three runs last night, but they do win 3-2. And I think there was a lot that happened last night. One, did that fan get ejected? I sure hope he did.
I don't think he did. Y'all hear the Bat story on it?
Uh-uh.
So apparently those guys were from Australia. So they had no idea that they were interfering with the game. That's why they were celebrating and
all
that.
Yeah, you can't run them people out.
Once I found out they wasn't from here, and they were just visiting from Australia.
Nah, you can't run.
Then I kind of had to walk my comments.
If they
back.
Do it a second time, you know, then you got to run.
He should have parked his Australian ass on that second row. Keep him off the fence. Keep him off that yellow line, no, man.
Go to hell, somebody. Clint. I would have done the same damn thing. I would have done.
If you'd have reached over.
Yes.
Why? If,
I wouldn't even have thought about reaching over. I see the ball coming to me. I'm going to get it. I think those two runs would have scored regardless. I just want to say
that. Oh, yeah. Old Buddy, he was rolling.
I thought he might have helped him. I thought he might have
caught the guy that was at third.
Yeah, Yes. My instinct would be to, it's coming my way. I got a chance to catch a home run ball in the Burrow boxes.
You lean back, and if it comes to you, you catch it. If it hits a fence, it hits a fence. Now, you better be a good judge of it, because if it comes a little bit over that yellow line, it's going to hit you right in the cup. That'd be a bad deal.
I don't think my instinct would have been like to let it go. I would have got to go in there and try to pull that sucker.
But
in
see,
too.
Not only did he do that, they were celebrating. They were celebrating. So I'm like, yo, you just interfered in the game, man.
Yeah, they don't know it. But don't be mad at him. But Petco had himself. This is about as good as it could go. 3 2/3, 3 hits, 2 earned. He get 4 Ks, 3 walks. I mean, for his first time out in his debut, which I felt like a little pressure, like, hey, man, we don't need to lose this series to the Angels. We already lost game one. You know, I thought he went and pitched pretty well. I'm guessing we're probably going to see him get another start and see if they can get something with him the rest of the way. But this went better than I would have expected.
Well, I mean, it went better than I expected. I just didn't get to see it. I as soon as I sat down and flipped that TV on, that ball hit the wall. I flipped it on. I looked at the score. I said, "Man, my man's gonna get to four. He's gonna get through four and no runs, man. That's a good first out." And about that time, pow! I said, "Oh hell no!" But only two of them got home, baby. So yes, it was still a good outing. It was almost a really good outing.
Yeah. If he could have, he almost matched Javier. He could have got one more out. Joe wasn't playing with him. Mm. Joe said, "We're going to have to get you out of here." You think he chose his number, or you think that number 70 was just waiting on him?
Nobody chooses 70 in baseball. Ain't nobody choosing 70 in
baseball. They didn't let him choose his number?
Nah.
They
may have given him a choice, but they didn't let him choose.
You think they gave him some choices? Hey, you think Buck, 70 was the best thing?
You want 70, 79? I mean, I guarantee they didn't offer him a good. He didn't get to choose like a good number.
What do you think he had? 67, 70.
O-line, D-line numbers? No 91. Question.
It looks like Hader chose 71. He's the first person I've ever seen choose, a 70s number.
Yeah, when you're Josh Hader, you can do a name like that and can throw it like that. Hell, you can, and money like that, you wear whatever you want.
Listen, man. By the way, Pena, we'll await if we're still on the air. Pena did get hit and had to leave the game. Nick Allen came in for him. They did say the x-rays on his right hand, he got hit by a 100-mile-an-hour pitch. They did say the x-rays were negative on Pena. Shout out to Joe Espada, who got himself ejected. I just want Joe to really get himself ejected, like, and get his money's worth. Like, I just felt like it was a weak ejection. He came out there and it wasn't believable.
What was he arguing? When I turned the TV on, he was Lopez.
It was about the hit by pitch with the Angels. They said it was a similar thing to happen to Pena. And I'll be honest, that umpire had a quick draw. Like, I don't know if he had a bad evening, bad day leading up to him, but he threw mild mannered Joe's ass right out. But he is. But listen, the bullpen went off, you know, 5 1/3 innings, 0 earned. But tonight is, like, Clint, I know we're going to get done here at 4, so we may not be able to get to these guys as much, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. But, like, Peter Lambert's – they got to get somebody to get length in the – they can't – this is not at all sustainable. Like, they don't have all Wolverines in the bullpen where they just can just heal themselves immediately. Like, they can't just keep – they have not had a starter – go past five innings in seven starts. Mm. So that means the bullpen is coming in and filling in all of those innings, including over five last night. You know, Javier only went four the day before. So they really need Peter Lambert to go at least six tonight.
I don't disagree with you know, your frustration with the pitching, but I'm going to tell you, Peter Lambert can go eight tonight. If that damn Yordan Alvarez don't start center punching a couple of them, we're gonna have a hard time, boss.
Yeah, the bats got, but the bullpen you can see is good. Like they have, especially of late, you know, and potentially can be a weapon if they're able to, you know, figure out this division and get themselves in. But man, you don't want to drain their asses to death. They can't keep coming in and getting five innings. Like somebody, please. I mean, they did. Peter went five, and Hunter went five back-to-back, and now it's four, three, and a third here. Like, man, at some point, somebody's got to get some rest. All right, coming up as we continue one more hour until we hand things over to Seth and Sean, who are we going to be talking about tomorrow? Who are Clint and Sean in the post-game show tonight going to be talking about after tonight's game? And remember, it looks like some offensive starters, including C.J. Stroud, will play tonight. We'll discuss that coming up next.